Okay. Our final speaker is Lee Buchheit. As I mentioned earlier, he's a retired law partner from Cleary Gottlieb Steen & Hamilton, and he's the world's leading expert on sovereign debt restructurings. Lee, take it away.
Thank you, Larry, and thank you for the invitation to speak on this distinguished panel. Are we on the cusp of a systemic sovereign debt crisis? I fear the answer may be yes. And in 6 minutes, let me try to make the case for that. We entered this pandemic with debt levels in most countries, both in the developed and developing world, at unprecedentedly high levels. Much of that the result of stimulus measures that were taken after the financial crisis in 2008. We haven't been reading about it in the newspapers, largely because the central banks of the world over that same period have been running zero or near zero interest rate policies. So the cost of servicing those debt stocks, as colossal as they have become, has not been a particular crisis. When this pandemic struck, in March, we saw what the economists call a sudden stop. That is an abrupt cessation of capital flows into many emerging market countries, and indeed about $100 billion coming out of them. In the wake of that, the G20 countries announced what they called a debt service suspension initiative, calling on bilateral and commercial creditors to suspend debt service payments on external debt of the poorest countries, the 73 poorest countries, until the end of this year. I expect that initiative will be extended, but inevitably it will run out at some point next year. The truth is, we are facing huge, shrieking uncertainties caused by this pandemic. When will the pandemic abate? And when it does, what will world export markets look like? What will commodity prices look like? When will tourism return? How much damage will be done to the economies of these countries? What will their tax base look like? When will their remittances resume? And what strains will there be on the financial resources of the official sector to help these countries come out of this situation? We are therefore confronted with the possibility that multiple countries may find that they are holding unsustainable debt stocks and will need to restructure those debt stocks more or less simultaneously. We haven't seen a situation like this since the 1980s. In the 1980s and early 1990s, there were some 27 countries that had to restructure their external debt at roughly the same time. The Latins still refer to it as the lost decade. And the world then looked very different from how it looks now. The lenders in that era were exclusively commercial banks. There was considerable official sector intervention in order to keep the banks participating in the restructuring. Today, most of the private debt is coming in the form of bonds, and the lenders are unregulated institutions. So that is the unknown. Can the system, as we now know it, tolerate 15, 20, 25 countries restructuring their debt more or less at the same time? And I think we just don't know the answer to that at this stage. I'll stop there. Thank you.